They are delicious. Of course, you soak the things, you know. You clean them out. You turn them inside out.
Uh-huh.
You have something that turns those intestines inside out. Mm-hmm. It's a rod thing, and you clean them. And then, of course, you soak them. Used to, when my daddy used to fix them, the way we fixed them at home. Now, they might just kill them in the freezer. I don't know how they do them now, because you buy them frozen.
Mm-hmm.
But we did. We would soak those things. And every day you would change that water. For 9 days. And then you boiled them and cooked, fried them, batted them. You either put meal on them or flour on them, and whichever one just what you want, and fry them. And they are just delicious. Because there's a lot of people just can't stand the thought. Betty Smith just can't stand it. And it's terrible. The odor is terrible when you're cooking the thing. You people say, well, I just couldn't eat that. But they are. They're real, real good. They're real good. And then, of course, you take the feet and the head,
mm-hmm.
and you boil that and you make sauce. It's hog head cheese.
Uh-huh.
You've seen sauce in the market, and it, you know, in the sandwich meat section,
mm-hmm.
where the sandwich meat is, for all these little things of sandwich meat.
Yeah.
With the sauce. You never have tried it.
Uh-huh.
You should try it sometime. It makes the sandwiches out of this world. And then too, they have it in blocks in the meat counter where the cheese and the meats and things are. But it's about along in the section where the cheese is.
Mm-hmm.
They have sauce. It'll be cut up in blocks like that. Now it's not near as good as the old homemade sauce, but it's real good. Well, now that's made out of it. Hog's head, the ears are in there, and the feet.
So
you cook that down and get all the bones out and grind it up, and it's highly seasoned with sage and peppers. There's a lot of hot pepper in there. It's hot.
Mm-hmm.
But it is delicious. I just love it better than anything. But it's got to where I have a high hernia too, and it don't sit too well with me, but I'm crazy about it. And then, of course, you cut the hog up into the hams and the shoulders and the sides. They take the sides, and that's where your bacon comes from.
Oh, really?
That side. And then up and down the backbone, then, is where you get your pork chops from.
Wow. I always wondered where those came from.
Uh-huh, that's where the backbone comes from. You cut the shoulder and the shoulders off and the sides. And hog killing time is just, and two, the people, and that liver, you got that liver in there, you know, and that's just, it's just, they long time ago, they used to cook the liver and the lights and the heart together. Mm-hmm. You would cut that up and boil it and put a lot of red pepper in there, and that was just delicious.
Was there a name for that?
I think it was just called hash.
Wow, that's really
I think
great.
That's what it was called, but it was real good. I just can't remember that part of the hog killing time, but because we children never did care too much for that.
Mm-hmm.
But Daddy would fix it occasionally because he liked it. But hog killing days was just, that was just something.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever do anything with the blood?
No.
I've heard of some people mixing blood with cornmeal and stuff.
Blood pudding.
Was that what it is?
Yeah, blood pudding. Now, I don't know anything about that. That's been since my time, but I never have had any experience with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about that.
Wow, that's really
neat. Yeah, just to think about that. I don't think I could take that now. I love those chitlins.
Uh-huh.
And I think it, I don't,